Former White House physician blasts Trump health rumors. Distraction from Joe Biden's obvious issues. By Kyle Olson on September 2, 2020. Dr. Bonnie Jackson on Tuesday blasted speculation in the mainstream media about a mini-stroke some allege President Trump suffered last year. Jackson, the former White House physician to both Trump and former President Barack Obama, recounted the hospital visit Trump made in November. He said in a Twitter video that he was disgusted and horrified by personalities on CNN suggesting and implying as if it were fact that President Trump was evaluated last November for a potential heart attack or stroke. Jackson said as he was the physician, he was consulted weeks in advance and that the trip was neither urgent nor emergent. Nor did it have anything to do with his cerebral vascular or his cardiovascular health. He said Trump's visit was part of a routine, planned preventative medicine workup to keep him healthy as president. Jackson argued the left is speculating about the subject to defer and distract from the obvious mental, physical, and cognitive issues with former Vice President Joe Biden, who is now their nominee for president. He was responding to the CNN report in which Dr. Sanjay Gupta responded to claims in a new book that Trump suffered a mini-stroke, which prompted the hospital visit. A new book by New York Times reporter Michael Schmidt provided the impetus for the CNN segment. This was an unusual visit, Gupta said, and claimed not everyone at Walter Reed Medical Center was notified and that the attending physician rode with Trump. Gupta speculated about what may have happened but conceded, "Who knows? We don't know, and frankly, there's no requirement for them to disclose that, either." Jackson said Trump is in excellent mental and physical condition. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on weekends. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.